right, all right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Facebook Live. Good morning, TikTok Live. Good morning, Instagram Live. Good morning, Anchor on Spotify this morning. Good morning, everybody. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on in, let's go. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall truly rejoice and be glad in it. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on in, come on in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The first sermon of the year. Good morning, good morning. I definitely got a word for you this morning. Thank you all so much for joining. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. You will be seeing a lot more of me in this season. I am prepared and ready. I've been ready since August. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I just believe in you actually being like Nike and just getting up and doing it. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody on Facebook, TikTok. Good morning, everybody on Instagram. Good morning on Anchor. Good morning. Let us start. Let us start. Come on in. Come on in. Give me a few more people and we're going to go ahead and we're going to start this morning. We're going to go ahead and get this word out this morning because this is a powerful word this morning that God had given me. And I really wanted to share it with you guys. And I'm excited about this new season that God has got me in. Not just a new year, but a new season. And that new season starts with a mindset, a change. A new season starts with a new direction. A new season starts with you disconnecting with those people from last year that you know for a fact did not contribute absolutely nothing but pain and stress to your life. I don't care if it's family members, friends, loved ones, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to cut people off in order for God to turn you on. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you got to cut people off in order for God to turn you on. And he's turning you on to something that he has that he already had in store for you. So it's okay to turn people, let people go. It's okay. See, in order for you to let go, you must receive something. You see, God is trying to bless you, but you got too many people around you that's willing to try to choke the life out of the blessing. Come on, somebody. We got to think better. We have to do different. Come on, somebody. Before we start, let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for another day, God, another year that you've given us, God, another opportunity, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we ask right now that you continue, God, to move us into the new season of our lives. God, we pray right now, God, that every weapon that is formed will not, shall not, and cannot prosper, God. We thank you right now, God, for the ability, God, to speak life, God, and to live it more abundantly, God. We thank you, God, that we are more than conquerors, God. We thank you, God, that we have the authority that we're walking in according to you, God, according to your spirit that resonates within us, God. We pray this morning, God, for my family, God. We pray for my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my entire household, God. We pray for my mom, my siblings, God. We pray for my nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews, all of the lineage in our family on both sides, God, my in-laws, God. We pray for each and every individual, God, that is watching here today, God. We pray, God, a special blessing, God, that a word would go out and not return void, but do what it has been purposed to do, God, and that is to elevate us to the next level in our lives. We thank you, God. We'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and the praise that is due unto you. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right. I'm not going to hold you long today. I'm going to get on here. I'm going to give this word. And I pray that someone receives this word this morning. I literally pray that someone receives this word this morning because there are so many people out here that didn't want to get up this morning because of their mindset. But you chose to get up this morning because God has given you another opportunity. You chose to get up this morning because God has given you a reason to get up. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of things in our minds that has stopped us from progressing and moving forward in life. But we got to change how we think. We got to change how we move. We can no longer think in the old and expect a new situation to arise. It's not going to happen. It's literally not going to happen. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to go straight into it. I want to go into the book of Romans real quick. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 2. I'm just going to do these two verses because these two verses really always stands out to me when I read them. But sometimes as you mature in the faith, when you read something later, it makes sense in another way for you, if that makes sense, what I just said. Meaning that sometimes we end up reading something at one level of our lives and we read it later on in our lives and we understand it better in our lives. Amen, somebody. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Again, Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And this is talking about the living sacrifices to God. This is what the Apostle Paul was saying as well. Good morning, Kirk. Good morning. This is what the Apostle Paul was saying. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Everything starts with a thought. Everything starts in the mind. Everything starts with your belief and what you believe. Everybody may not believe the way that you believe, and that's fine. That is absolutely fine. That is absolutely fine for you to believe the way that you want to believe. But here is the kicker. Once you believe, what are you going to do with it? See, a lot of people just say, oh, I'm woke. I'm going to speak real quick to that particular culture. I'm woke. Let me tell you what awake really represents. Awakening means that you have now began to think on a higher frequency. Come on, somebody. That means that you are no longer going to think on a lower frequency. That means that you're not going to walk around in hate and bitterness because of someone's skin color. That means that you're not going to walk around and act as though that you're better than someone else because you say that you are. Here's the thing. You're not in competition with absolutely nobody. So stop trying to put yourself up here and lowering other people. See, that's someone with a low frequency and a low mindset. But let me explain something to you by someone who thinks on a higher frequency. They think high of themselves and they bring others up too to think high of themselves. Come on, somebody. But we so woke. You're not woke if you're still thinking on the lower frequency. Come on, somebody. You're not as woke as you think you are when you walk around and hate a person because of their skin color. Come on, somebody. You're not woke the way that you think you are if you're walking in hatred and not love and not the agape love. I'm talking about the love that is unconditional. You're not as woke as you think you are. Actually, you're still asleep and you don't even understand that you sleep. Come on, somebody. It's tight, but it's right. It's the first Sunday, and I'm giving it to you raw and real. Come on, somebody. So I'm here to tell you, if you don't think frequency here, you'll always remain here on the podium. Remember that. Remember that. Now, my sermon topic this morning, if you don't mind, if someone would please, just type up these points. I'm giving you my sermon topic first. Type up these points for me, please, if you don't mind, if someone would be so kind to do that, I would really appreciate it. Okay, my sermon topic is your old mentality won't work in your new personality. Let me say it again. Your old personality won't work in your new personality. Your old mentality won't work in your new personality. What do I mean by that? It's very simple. See, if you want new, you got to think new. Let me say it again. If you want new, you have to think new. You can't go back and change nothing in your past, absolutely nothing. Now, what you can do, you can change how you think in the present moment. See, a lot of people want to hold you in bondage from the things that you've done in your past. That's when you was immature in things. But see, as you mature and as you elevate and go to the next level, then God is trying to show you that, hey, if I've forgiven you and I've told you to move forward, then that's exactly what you need to do, period. Now, you don't ever get to a point in your life where you stay stuck there. You don't ever get to a point in your life where you stay in the same mindset. There's no need of you staying in the same mindset if God is trying to elevate you and take you to the next level. There's no reason for you to stay stuck, is what I'm saying. But it is a reason for you to elevate and to move forward. Those are facts. Those are straight facts. So here we go. Point number one, you can't grow holding on to unfruitful thoughts. You can't grow holding on to unfruitful thoughts. Someone typed it up for me. You can't grow holding on to unfruitful. Can you read my own writing? Unfruitful thoughts. You can't grow holding on to unfruitful thoughts. Someone write that down for me. Type that up for me. Very simple. If it's not helping you to grow, it is slowing you down. Why you keep thinking on it? The more you think on something, the more relevant it becomes in your present. The more you keep thinking on the things in the past that has already passed and already been done, the slower you're going to be as far as moving and elevating to the next level. You will never be able to move forward keeping yourselves looking back and keeping yourselves in bondage. You will never, and hear me clearly, you will never be able to move forward and do the things that God has called you to do. Never. Because at the end of the day, I promise you this right here, if you don't let it go, it will hold you in bondage. And you cannot grow by being held in bondage. See, when you forgive a person, it's not for them. I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but I'm going to give it to you this way. When you forgive a person, it frees you to receive everything that God has for you. And it causes your blessings to be released. But when you don't forgive, it causes your blessings to be on hold. See, you have to forgive a person so that you won't be held in bondage. You have to forgive a person so that you can be healed from the heart so that God can continue to pour into you to be a good person. See, that person becomes your master. That person becomes your corporate, like someone in prison. He's your warden or she is your warden. You know why? Real simple. Because you have not forgiven. This is a year of releasing. You got to release these things because these things don't make no kind of sense for you to sit there and constantly be in turmoil and battle with yourself because of what somebody has done. And I do repeat, what someone else has done, has already taken place. Let it go. Repeat after me. I'm letting it and them go. Repeat after me 3 times. I'm releasing them and letting it go. I'm releasing it, I'm releasing them, and I'm letting it go. When you say something 3 times, it begins to resonate in your spirit. I'm letting it and them go. In other words, I got to let the offense go, and I got to remove myself from them. If I know that I can't move forward, I got to move forward without them. Come on, somebody. But don't move so swiftly where you don't understand that you got to forgive a person. Even if you let them go, you still got to forgive. But if you let them go out of anger, frustration, bitterness, and stuff that you've been holding on to or whatever, you're being petty. You're being petty. You want to hold stuff over people's head, but then when you do something, you want people to forgive you and still be in their life, in your life. You're being petty. You're being petty on a whole nother level. And it's time out for people being petty. It's time for people now to be progressive in their lives. It's time out for you being petty. It's time to progress and not be petty. This is a season now that God is really elevating us. And this is a season now that there's no turning back. This is a season now that God is trying to put people in position to bless you and to take you to the next level. I don't do New Year's resolutions. What I do is I start in August on what I'm going to do January, February, March, and whatever else. I start in August on planning what I'm going to do. I don't have to do a New Year's resolution. You know why? Because my year starts in August every single year. So I can just walk and flow in the blessings of God so that I can move in the things of God. When January hits, I just walk straight into destiny and purpose. And that's what you need to do in this season of your life. Walk in destiny and walk in purpose. Do not walk in pain. Do not walk in fear. Do not, under no circumstances, walk in an unforgiving spirit. Do not. It is time for you to progress and stop being petty, even in your own life. Sometimes you're petty in your own life. You're like, well, I'm not going to forgive them. I'm going to show them. Those people going to sleep and they done hurt about 15 to 20,000 more people and they're sleeping just fine. But you're sitting there wanting to be petty and try to withhold certain things. Women and men, listen, if you're married, there's no sense in you trying to hold sex from your spouse. I'm going to say what I'm going to say today. There's no sense in you holding sex from your spouse because you caused yourself mad. Don't do that. Don't invite the enemy into your house. Don't invite the enemy into your marriage. Don't invite the enemy nowhere near you, point blank, period. And if people continue to sit around here and try to withhold things from you just because they are petty and they are angry with you, sometimes you got to know when to let go. Sometimes you got to know when to say, you know what, hold up. I'm better than this. Hold up. I'm bigger than this. Hold up. I am worth it. You got to tell yourself that. Stop letting people minimize you when God has maximized you. You better get out of that mindset. What God is doing is he's elevating and you still letting people regulate your life. God is trying to elevate you and you still letting people regulate your life. You need to come off of that. You're better than that. You're smarter than that. You're smarter than fifth grade. Everybody don't care. You're smarter than fifth grade. I don't care what they get these kids. Y'all have matured. Y'all have matured so much in your lives. Stop letting people take you back to that childish mentality. You're better than that. You're stronger than that. Point number two, someone type this up. Point number two, the past was only a lesson, not a lifetime sentence. The past was only a lesson, not a lifetime sentence. The past was only a lesson, not a lifetime sentence. Let me explain something to you. I'm not perfect and you're not either. And the people that I deal with, I ain't perfect with them and they're not perfect with me. But one thing I can say is I'm consistent. Very consistent. Nobody can ever take that away from me. I'm consistent in everything that I do. And the reason I'm consistent is because God has given me the consistent mindset. Again, everything starts right here in the mind. God has given me a consistent mindset. And that's what you're going to need in this season. Consistency. That's what you're going to need. You're going to need consistency in your life. You don't need nobody in and out, in and out. You need to have consistency in your own life because when people tend to walk away and think that they're hurting you, sometimes they're helping you. Sometimes it's like the trash removed itself from your house, but you still sit up there trying to bring it back in. If God has released you from people, let them go and leave them alone. They're not mature to handle where you're going. They're not mature to handle what God is about to elevate you. They're not mature to handle the people that God is about to connect you with. Let them go. Stop trying to feel sorry for people and let them go. Point blank, period. So the past was only a lesson, not a lifetime sentence, and not a lifelong sentence. Point number three, mental growth requires action on your part for healing. Let me say it again. Mental growth requires action on your part for healing. Mental growth requires action on your part for healing. Real simple. In order to live, you must forgive. Period. Ain't nothing else to really say about that one. You can heal if you want to. It's a choice, not a force. Nobody's going to force you to heal. You know, somebody, have you ever met people where every time they see you, they always complain about somebody else doing something to them when they never do anything to anybody else? Am I the only somebody who's ever, you know, met anybody like that? Like literally every single time somebody has done something to them, but they never ever take accountability of nothing that they have done. Absolutely nothing. And when I come into those people, this is what I start to do. I go head on, I be like, well, what did you do? You're not innocent in this here. Well, I'm a good woman. I'm a good man. No one is taking that away from you. That's cute. However, what did you do? See, don't let people come to you with their story, because see, there's two sides to every story, and then the truth will be revealed through the Holy Spirit and your discernment. You don't even have to do no private investigation or whatever. If you listen to the Spirit of God within you, He'll reveal everything to you in due season. People always think that they can get by. They may get by for a moment, but they never get away from God. And God always has a way of revealing people to you. You just got to be willing to accept what He's saying, period. You just got to be willing to accept what He's saying. Point number four, you have a choice to think positive or negative. You have a choice to think positive or negative. You have a choice to think positive or negative. What do I mean? Real simple. You wake up, you meditate, you pray. You speak to God about your day. You ask God for instructions. And you ask God for divine protection and divine connections. You can't connect with everybody. You cannot. You cannot connect with everybody. Because everybody has not been assigned to you, and you have not been assigned to everybody. Know your assignment and stick with it. Know your assignment and stick with it. So again, you have a choice to think positive or negative. It's your choice. It's your choice. Number five, everybody is not the total blame of your current choices. Wow. Everybody is not the total blame of your current choices. Everybody is not the total blame of your current choices. Everybody wants to blame their parents for what happened in their past and why they're currently making decisions right now. Everybody wants to blame somebody instead of taking accountability of what they're choosing to do now. You know, the Apostle Paul had written something in the Bible, and he says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became older, I became a man, and I thought like a man. But when he was a child, he says, I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. In other words, he was immature. You have matured over the years now where there's no reason for you to keep making choices right now and keep saying because of your past. See, that means it's not your past. That means it's still with you today. That means it's still your present. That means that you have not moved from your childhood. When I'm doing therapy, the first thing I do is when I'm talking to a person and they're stuck in the past, that child that was 12, and they're 40 years old now, what I do is I ask the ultimate question. I say, so who's present today, the 12-year-old or the 40-year-old? Because I need to speak to that person. And if they're stuck at the 12-year-old, I'm going to speak to their 12-year-old because I can't get them to the 40 and tell them to speak to the 12. I hope I'm making sense. That's how I do therapy. I ain't trying to do like nobody else. That's how I do therapy. When they come in my office, this is how I do it, because I need to know who I am speaking to so that I can get the message across to them, so that I can help them heal and help them move forward. That's what I do as a therapist. That's what I do. I ain't trying to do like everybody else. Everybody else can do it their way and be on the show or whatever. They just showing out. I'm showing up and doing what God called me to do in this season. So everybody is not the total blame of your current choices. Sometimes you make choices that you already know are wrong for you. And when you get the outcome, then you want to say, my mama did this. And my no, you got to stop doing that. Like, grow up. You really got to stop doing. You being petty on a whole nother level. You really and truly have to stop doing that. So everybody is not the total blame of your current choices. And number six is my final point, and I'm elaborating. Number six, feed your mind more positive thoughts instead of negative ones. Feed your mind more positive thoughts instead of negative ones. Feed your mind more positive thoughts than negative ones. What do I mean by that? Very simple. If you're sitting here and you're telling me everything negative about yourself and everything negative about your past and everything negative about your present, you're speaking defeat before you even start to look at even a small amount of victory. See, you can't continue to be the victim. Sometimes you got to be victorious through your victimized mindset. Everybody want to play the victim also. And I'm not minimizing when people have hurt you physically, emotionally. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is you have a choice in the matter right now. If you were violated as a child, you didn't have a choice in the matter. At this moment, you have a choice in everything that you do. And you do not have to continue to revert backwards. Instead, move forward. It's time to move forward, to be honest with you. It's literally time. It's way past time. So again, I'm going to read this here real quick, read these six steps for you again, and then I'm going to get off of here. You can't grow holding on to unfruitful thoughts is number one. Again, you can't grow holding on to unfruitful thoughts. Number two, the past was only a lesson, not a lifetime sentence. Again, the past was only a lesson, not a lifetime sentence. Number three, mental growth requires actions on your part for healing. Again, mental growth requires action on your part for healing. Number four, you have a choice to think positive or negative. Again, you have a choice to think positive or negative. Number five, everybody is not the total blame of your current choices. Again, everybody is not the total blame of your current choices. And number six, feed your mind more positive thoughts instead of negative ones. Again, feed your mind more positive thoughts instead of negative ones. Thank you for the roses. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. And thank you all so much for joining. Thank you all so much. Taylor, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you so much. I appreciate you for typing those up. And who's over here on TikTok? Whoever it was on TikTok, I don't remember the name. Thank you so much for typing it up for me. And Anchor is telling me that I have 52 seconds left before Anchor cuts off on my podcast. But anyway, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys so much for joining. Share the video if it was a blessing to you. TikTok, do me a favor. I'm trying to get my 10K up. Share the video, follow, I'll follow back, I always follow back. Facebook Live, share the video as well. Continue to follow. I know I got a lot of followers on Facebook. Instagram, thank you so much for joining as well. Share the video if it was a blessing for you as well. And Anchor, I am out, and I will see you next Sunday. Be blessed, but never